Welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and this message is for Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. And I've titled this message, Who? Me? Two scriptures before we get into the message. Matthew 7, verses 1 through 5. Do not judge so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged. And the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye, while the log is in your own? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. And 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 31. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be answerable for the body and blood of the Lord. Examine yourselves, and only then eat the bread and drink of the cup. For all who eat and drink without discerning the body eat and drink judgment against themselves. For this reason, many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves, we would not be judged. Well, if you were in worship last Sunday, you might recall that I shared a prayer written by the pastor who I consider to be my pastor, Adam Ulm, pastor at Spring Creek Church of the Brethren in Hershey. As I read that prayer, one phrase really jumped out at me. He said, "We ask your forgiveness for the ways that we have been complicit in the division that exists." Now, needless to say, there's plenty of division to go around right now, especially we are aware of the division that exists in our country, but also in the world, maybe in our families, and also in the church. One thing I have discovered over my years in pastoral ministry is that we don't like to be told that we might personally have in some way been complicit in making things the way they are. In other words, who, me, is our innocent sounding response to such accusations. I came across a really good sermon this week on the website Preaching Today. The sermon's titled Christian Unity in a Politically Diverse Congregation, Why Both Sides Are Right. It was written by Gerald Heaston, pastor of Calvary Memorial Church in Oak Park, Illinois. I recommend it to you. On the print version of this message, you can find a link that will take you to that sermon. Well, Heaston specifically is addressing how we can maintain unity in the church in the midst of this politically divided culture in which we live. Here's just a little snippet of his sermon, which will lead me into the rest of my thoughts for today. And while he's speaking to his own congregation, my suspicion is the same might apply to us here at Myerstown as well. Heaston says, "I suspect that many of us just try to paper over our political differences. We know that Christian unity is important, and so in the spirit of Christian unity, we do our best to love those we disagree with. After all, Jesus calls us to love morally sinful people. And so in the same way that good Christians choose to graciously love fascists and communists and bank robbers and crooked lawyers, the Christian Democrats among us choose to love the Calvary folk who have committed the moral sin of voting Republican. And the Christian Republicans among us choose to love the Calvary people who have committed the moral sin of voting Democratic. And I suppose that's better than us hating each other. But the gospel actually gives us more resources for living together in unity than merely tolerating each other's political immorality." End of quote. In his somewhat lighthearted manner, Heaston affirms what I was implying earlier, that none of us likes hearing that we might in some way have been complicit in making things the way they are. As much as we might not like it, the gospel tells us that we need to take a good hard look at ourselves before we start throwing accusations at others who might think differently than ourselves. And Jesus did put it pretty bluntly. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but don't notice that log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye, while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, then you'll see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. If we're honest, every one of us has a log in our own eye that prevents us from seeing another's point of view. And that other scripture, 1 Corinthians 11, and especially verses 28 and 31, call us to personal examination. I know the scripture is speaking specifically about coming to the Lord's table for communion, but Paul's words here really do amplify what Jesus said in Matthew 7. So Paul calls us to examine ourselves, and he reminds us that if we judged ourselves, we would not be judged. The principle is the same. Look within before you look at others. So let me make a couple suggestions on how we can rein in our proclivity to judge others. First, we need to try to understand why the other believes and feels the way they do. And Heaston's sermon offers valuable insight into this. But obviously, the best way is just to listen to one another. Have a civil conversation. But another way is to educate ourselves. And here's one way to do that. If you consistently get all your news information from sources like CNN or MSNBC, take some time also to read some of the commentary on Fox News, just to hear what others are saying. And the reverse also, if you get all of your information from a source like Fox News, take some time to check out what people are saying on CNN or MSNBC. You might not agree, but maybe you'll learn a little bit about what others are thinking and why they think the way they do. And second, you know, much of the division in our country right now has been exacerbated through the use of social media. We tend to listen to those who think the way we do, and that limits our ability to try to understand others. Maybe some of those liberal, conservative, whichever friends that you unfriended because you didn't like what they were saying are some people that you really should try to at least understand. Or before you post something, make sure it reflects your position as a follower of Jesus before you hit that send button. Well, back to Paul's comments about communion for a moment. This coming Sunday, we'll share in communion here at Myerstown Church of the Brethren. Over our history as brethren, we've valued sincerely examining ourselves before we come to the table. In earlier years, the deacons would visit every household in the congregation prior to Love Feast and ask several questions of personal examination. The first one was, are you still in the faith of the gospel as you declared in your baptism? The second, are you, as far as you know, in peace and union with the church? And the third, will you still labor with the brethren for an increase of holiness, both in yourself and others? Before you come to worship this Sunday, take some time to think about those three questions, but also spend some time in some honest self-examination. Who, me? Yes, me. As much as we might not want to admit it, each one of us, sinners that we are, is complicit in some small or maybe large way in contributing to the divisiveness that exists right now. Can we each try to rid ourselves of whatever log is in our own eye that we might try to understand one another? This act of self-examination isn't something that needs to occur just before we come to communion. We need to make it a daily practice before our personal prayer time, before we sit down at our computer to post something on social media, before we say something to another that could be divisive or hurtful. As I read Paul's words in 1 Corinthians 11, I realized as I was reading it today that I've always focused on verse 28, the part where he says that we should examine ourselves. But today it was verse 31 that I realized I had never noticed before. But if we judged ourselves, we would not be judged. Who, me? Yes, me. If we judged ourselves, if we got rid of that log in our own eye, maybe, just maybe, we each could be a small force for unity in this divided world. Let's pray. Father, help me to look within before I look without. Help me to see what in me needs to change before I try to change another. Make me an instrument of your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope to see you in worship on Sunday morning. Have a good rest of your week.